This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can plant seeds of inspiration into one another. One immediate way is through our words. I am reminded of this approach from a conversation that I had with a pastor a few years ago. I will never forget what he taught me during our brief talk. So I'm talking to this pastor and I'm going on and on about my teenage son's grade in one of his classes and how it was driving me crazy because I knew that he was not working at his full potential. And while I'm going on and on about my frustrations, the pastor cautioned me, "Watch your words. Don't just scold and discipline him and leave it at that. Instead, speak into his destiny. Speak to him as if he were the young man you want to see 5 years from now." This was a very powerful lesson for me. Even though my sons are much older today, I may not agree with all of their decisions, I still use my words as seeds of inspiration for them, spoken from my heart right into their destiny. So as tomorrow is Thanksgiving, many of us will be visiting family and friends. Whose destiny will you speak into this holiday? Maybe it's a young person, or maybe it's a person going through a challenging time. Give that some thought, and as you do so, remember these words. "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Ephesians 4:29. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, use your words in a loving and powerful way.